3, 2, 1.
Welcome to It's Fabulous!
True personal stories.
Exfabula is a Milwaukee nonprofit committed to strengthening community bonds through the art of storytelling.
And that means, of course, it's time for another edition of Exfabula Radio on Lake Effect Weekend. I'm Rachel Owens, joined, as usual, by the fabulous Leah Delaney, co-founder of Exfabula. Welcome back.
Well, hello. How are you?
Doing pretty well. Good. We're straight in fall now, that's for sure.
Yeah, we really are. This is my favorite time of year, actually. It's nice and cool. It's time for a snuggly sweater.
you have a very fetching sweater on today, actually.
Why, thank you so much.
I love the fall as well.
Yeah.
So we got some great stories lined up this week.
Yes.
Very timely stories.
Very poignant and timely for sure. Just to kind of like roll back a little bit, you know, I do want to go back into the mission of Exfabula. You know, we celebrate the power of true and personal stories in order to connect individuals from diverse communities who might not hear each other's stories on a daily basis. And it's our job to, you know, create that forum for people to connect in such a manner. And with the events of this past week, with the dismantling of DACA and everything of that nature, we decided to create our theme as Dreamers, because we want to highlight how very different the American dream can be from one person to another. So let's roll right into the stories today. We're going to start out today's show with a story that was originally told at Racial Justice, The Courage to Act, a conversation with Exfabula Fellows. So let's listen to storyteller Michelle Streed.
The first student I want to talk about is a young woman named Arleth. And I met Arleth during my first couple of years of teaching, first as her classroom teacher, and then later on in the program as when she was a senior. Seniors spent their time off campus at Milwaukee Area Technical College, taking college level credits to earn towards a program of their interest. So I was her on-campus staff mentor. So when she had like stumbling blocks, or as she was going through the college application process and or the scholarship process, being able to do all of those big what comes next decisions, I was the point person for her. So I could talk with her, and the college admissions process for a student like Arleth should be incredibly easy. It should be cake, because Arleth made all of the right decisions when she was in high school. She worked incredibly hard to the point where on her high school graduation day, she walked away with 44 college-level credits that transferred into the university that she was going to, meaning that she'll be able to graduate in 3 years with a program that normally would take 5. So she was a varsity athlete. She played varsity basketball. She was a varsity track athlete. She ran cross country before she realized that long distance running is terrible and she didn't want to do it anymore. And that's fine. She was our president of our student council, and she organized a bunch of different events for kids, including an event that recognized all of the voices in the building, a multicultural food fair, where kids were able to bring foods that were representative of their background and share that part of themselves with the school community. So here comes her senior year, and we are ready to be able to fill out all of these applications, to be able to figure out, it's not about where she's, it's about what she wants at this point, right? It's not about what is the only option available for her. Except we realized pretty quickly that the college admissions process for a student like Arleth is not going to be as easy as we would have expected, because Arleth is here as a DACA student. For those of you that don't have the background on the DACA program, what it means is Arleth's family immigrated to the States. So they came originally with a visa that then expired, and they chose to let it lapse and stay in this area. And she was under a year old when that happened. And so she is here as an illegal alien, but she has been taught in American schools, and she has been taught by American teachers, and she has really absorbed the American values that we say to kids every day when they walk into a school building. If you work hard and you do your best, then the world is your oyster, and you're going to have all kinds of opportunities available to you. But turns out, once you're done with high school, that's not actually the case. And so for a student like Arleth, filling out scholarship applications and being admitted to schools was not the problem. But being able to pay for those schools was the issue. And so we sat down in my room in December of her senior year after she was having all these admissions coming through, but she couldn't apply for federal aid because that's not for DACA students. And she couldn't apply for many of the scholarships because they have the box that says, are you an American citizen? And she couldn't check that. Things like a social security number, which is needed to even get a job to be able to earn the money that you need to. You have to go through a lot of hoops in order to do that. And she sat in my room in that December day and started crying. And she says, you know what, Michelle? I'm angry because I feel like I've been lied to by this country for my whole life. And now what do I do? America lied to me. And I had to take a pause for a second because that was really hard to hear that not only did America lie to her, but I kind of did too. Because for the past 3 years, I told her that if she worked hard and she tried her best and she did everything that she could, that the world would be her oyster, and it's not. So fast forward to this past year at parent-teacher conferences. I sat down with a student and his family, and this is a family that immigrated from Iraq. And his father actually fought during the most recent Iraq war and is now here with his son in our country. And one of the things that the parents that kind of gave me pause again was God bless you was them giving me God's blessings for doing my job and teaching their son. So you are going to, God bless you for the work that you're doing. You're going to help my son be able to get everything that he would need to so that he can be successful someday. And that gave me another pause again because, yes, I'm doing everything that I can to be able to help their son be successful. But despite any of the efforts that I'm making, will this system work for him? And will he be able to be successful in this system? Does the system allow that? Can it allow it? I don't know. Thank you.
And that was Michelle Streed telling us her dreamer's story today. Interesting to note, Michelle Streed was part of our fellowship program, and we were starting up our new fellowship program. I think you might have heard me mention it a few times that we're still accepting applications up to September 12th. And this year's fellowship theme is going to be based on race and place. So we're still encouraging people. You have up until September 12th to get your application in if you're interested in becoming an Ex Fabula Fellow this year.
That's coming up just next Tuesday, I believe. So yeah, a few days from now. And our next story has an extra twist to it in that it's actually going to be a bilingual story. For those who are native Spanish speakers, they'll get to enjoy this in a few different languages.
Yes. Cesar Torres told a story at our Puente Project American Dream Story Slam, which was our first ever bilingual story slam. And I believe it was the first ever nationally held. So it was a really important story slam for us to have. So let's listen to Cesar Torres's American Dream story that is now a dreamer story today.
I got a confession. I am an immigrant. Yo soy un inmigrante. Yo me siento muy orgulloso de lo que soy. I am very, very proud of what I am, because I think I'm not only just living in this country, which is a beautiful country, and I felt so welcome, and at the same time I felt so unwelcome when I came to this country. En un principio yo no me sentía muy bienvenido aquí también, pero al mismo tiempo yo no me sentía bienvenido. Son las dos caras de la moneda que uno siente cuando uno llega a este país. It's like the two faces that you see here in the United States. You feel welcome and unwelcome. Anyway, I am originally from Peru. Yo soy de Peru. Thank you. So, my story is this. I moved here when I was 23, and I came for better opportunities. Yo me mudé aquí a Estados Unidos para mejores oportunidades, mejores oportunidades de trabajo, de educación. So when I moved to the United States, the first thing I did, I had to find a job. And I remember it wasn't easy. It was kind of hard because you have to like find like a factory job, and then you have to like work in find a second job because It was just the fact that, you know, it's kind of hard to find a job when your English is kind of broken. So, cuando me mudé acá a Estados Unidos, para mí fue un poco difícil porque yo, mi inglés no era muy bueno. Entonces yo tenía que buscar un trabajo, me busqué un trabajo en una factoría y mi segundo trabajo fue en un restaurante. Pero lo bueno de haber trabajado en un restaurante era que así yo aprendía a hablar mejor mi inglés. Because when I started working in a restaurant, I had to speak English with people, and that was like a school for me. That's how I built up my vocabulary. So working in a restaurant, trabajando en un restaurante, me ayudó bastante a aprender mi inglés. La segunda parte de mi sueño americano fue ir a estudiar. Entonces, like my second part was like I had to go to school. So I started going to school. I had to work and I had to go to school. Yo me puse a trabajar y me puse a estudiar. Y it might sound like a cliche, but my American dream, and I am lucky about that. It's that I found jobs, and then I went to school. I got married. I got my wife and I got my kid. And that's part of my American dream. Like cuando yo llegué acá a Estados Unidos, pues mi sueño americano era tener mi familia. Y mi familia consistía en tener un trabajo, estudiar, tener mi esposa, y ahora tengo mi hija. So that's how I fulfilled my American dream. It took me like about what? Maybe like 16 years to build it. And I am so proud of what I have done. Thank you. Me tomó 16 años en construir lo que yo quería y me siento bastante orgulloso de lo que yo tengo y me siento muy feliz con lo que tengo. I really don't take for granted what I have here. I mean, you all, whoever are Americans or even just living here in the United States, you are so lucky for what you have. And it's just amazing the opportunities that we have in this country. It's such an amazing place to live. Aquí en Estados Unidos es algo, me parece que es un país extraordinario. Acá puedes construir lo que tú quieres si es que lo quieres hacer. Y muchas gracias por todo. Well, thank you so much.
And that was Cesar Torres's story.
As if it's not hard enough to get up on a stage, tell a story in front of an audience, you have to do it now in two languages. That was really impressive and great to hear his personal anecdote of how he came here and how hard he's worked to make his American dream.
Yeah, I mean, Exfabula, trying to get as many ears listening, and that's what we're doing. So it's just an excellent story for sure. I do want to double back a little bit. I want to talk about a couple of the things that are coming up because we're rolling into season 9 with Exfabula. So we're really excited. We have our first public storytelling workshop of the season coming up on September 23rd. And we're going to be working on stories that we're going to be featuring our November Story Slam theme with, which is Risking It. So that's our November Story Slam theme. But before that, in October, if you're ready to jump on stage, throw your name in the hat. We have a very first Story Slam of Season 9, and that's going to be on October 17th, Tuesday, at the Hot Water Warehouse, and the theme is What Could Go Wrong? So that'll be a fun one to listen to for sure.
Absolutely. Well, it's a great way to start off the fall. And again, it never feels like you really took a break during the summer, but it's great to know that season 9 is now officially underway. And great to have this timely theme today of dreamers and letting us reflect a little bit more on that. So thanks again for coming in, Leah. Really appreciate it.
Thanks so much, Rachel. Have a great one.